It is Wednesday, August the 21st of 2024. Beautiful start here in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Sunny skies, temperature standing at 56 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Hump Day Wednesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 FM and 1230 AM WXCO. Online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Going to talk plenty about a very emotional and interesting night at the Democratic National Convention last evening. Michelle Obama and Barack Obama lifted the roof off the house. And I wanted to delve a little bit into what it meant on a number of different levels. I think one of the things I'm going to discuss here in just a few moments is in the 21st century, the Democratic Party, the number one figure in the Democratic Party has been Barack Obama. In the 21st century, the number one figure in the Republican Party has been Donald Trump. What does that say? What does that mean? I'm going to delve into that, talk about some of the specifics of what was said, about what it means for the Harris campaign, the full-throated endorsements of both Michelle and Barack Obama, and a whole bunch more. That's coming up here in just a few moments. Coming up in the second hour at 9:20, we're going to get a call in from Bob Look. He joins us every other Wednesday normally in this first hour. This is his off week. He'll be back with us in the first hour next Wednesday morning. But he's involved in a play reading. And it's a very interesting project, and I want you to know about it, so perhaps later today you'll be able to go and see it. And it's historical, which I always love, but it also says a lot about where we are today and what this election means as well. So at 9:20, Bob Look will be with us, and after that, I'll try to get some of his thoughts on what we've seen so far this week at the DNC as well. So that's coming up. Also, don't forget later on this evening, coming up from 6 till 8 p.m. tonight, it is the return of the Big High School Sports Show here on 98.9 and 1230 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Our first show of the season, I am joined by former Wausau West head football coach Jason Foster. We will discuss some of the realignment in our high school football conferences, preview the Wisconsin Valley, the Great Northern, the Central Wisconsin large and small conferences, and have a couple of guests as well. Every week we will have a head coach from the area, and every week we will have a student athlete from the area as well, and be able to talk to them in long form, get to really dig deep into their teams, into their experiences, and a whole bunch more. And coming up just after 6:20 tonight, we'll have our first coach guest, Merrill High School football coach Jason Wodzinski. Blue Jays getting set to start their season on Friday at Osceola. So we'll find out what the outlook is for Merrill High School and their football team with Jason Wodzinski just after 6:20 today. And then tonight at a little bit past 7 o'clock, our first student athlete and a very impressive young man, D.C. Everest All-Conference offensive tackle, also a terrific wrestler who made it to the state tournament last winter, Oscar Latendris. He'll join us just after 7 o'clock tonight. So again, Jason Wodzinski just after 6:20 and Oscar Latendris a little bit after 7 o'clock as we kick off another season, our eighth season of the Big High School Sports Show, 6 till 8 p.m. tonight and every Wednesday right here on 98.9 WXCO. Time to say good morning and hello to our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, across the glass from me, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
How are you doing today?
I'm a little tired.
You look it. I got to say, when you came in, you looked a little tired. I kept you around late last night.
I slept in a little bit, too, so it's partially my fault, too.
No, it's all good. But glad to have you on board.
Busy night last night, though.
Yes, it was a busy night. And it's going to be a busy time now, starting this week, going for a number of months. And we got a lot on the plate. Of course, as I talk about, we start off our high school football coverage. We have the Big High School Sports Show, a couple of games on Friday. Sully's College Football page comes back on Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. And, of course, we have the next 11 weeks, the run-up to the election. So we'll have a lot of busyness between now and November, yes, and even past then. But I wanted to mention as well, real quickly, something that, again, I am just lousy at is checking out our texts during the show. I got to remember to check them out, because I do remind you, everyone out there, that we'd like you to be part of the show by either calling us or texting us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. You can join us, give us your thoughts. If we're not talking about something you think is important, let us know. If you want to chime in on some of the topics that we are discussing, chime in as well. So again, that's 715-382-9297. And yesterday I missed a couple of texts.
Did we miss another?
I missed a couple, but it'll be okay. Let me go back here and take a look back at our text here. Oh, we got a text from Scott of the Village of Maine, and he was one of our winners. Oh. Remember we had the winners for the Chula Vista?
Yes.
And the Wisconsin Dells, and we've been getting reports on our winners as they've been taking advantage of their trips, mm-hmm, because they have to be done by the end of August, so we're getting towards the end of the month and end of summer.
Quickly.
Yep. And
right.
Wanted to pass along that Scott from the Village of Maine said, good morning. I just wanted to let you guys know that Sunday night, Monday morning, I used my stay at the Dells. I won this spring from your station. We had a great time with an awesome room. Thanks very much for this opportunity to get away for some fun.
You're very welcome.
And that's great. And again,
glad you enjoyed it. The Chula Vista is a great place.
It certainly is. And hopefully during the course of the next year, we'll be able to give more chances to win those kind of prizes. In fact, I don't have all the details. In fact, we don't have all the details yet. But coming up not too long from now, we're going to have another contest.
Nice.
But and it's got a very special top prize. And I can't really go into it yet because it's not been officially announced. But I think people will be excited about it, and it'll be something very cool. And again, for folks, the best way to win in some of these contests is to get the Civic Media app. Again, download the always free Civic Media app. Go to your app store, search Civic Media, download it, and then you have all the stations of the Civic Media network on it. And be able to listen in to any of the stations. Number one, of course, I hope would be Bull Falls Radio. We're the fifth one down. And also, again, we start off this Friday with our high school football coverage. And we cover Wausau West, Marathon, and New McCafick. And because we have three teams during football season, we cover all the games. And when they play at the same time, we use our alternate streams. And the easiest way to listen in to an alternate stream game, and this week it'll be Marathon against Pittsville on Friday night, which is on the Sports 2 stream, be able to go to the app. We have the primary stream, which will be me on Friday with Wausau West at Superior. But then on Sports 2, it will be Marathon against Pittsville. Jeremy Cole will have the call of that one. Jeremy joins Tom Weaver and myself for all the play-by-play. Tom is away this week. But after this week, Tom will have all the Marathon games. I will have all the Wausau West games. And Jeremy and I will split the Newman games. But Jeremy will be in Marathon coming up on Friday night. But again, if you want to be able to easily go back and forth between our broadcasts, or if you're somebody that's a big Marathon high school football fan, don't want to wait for the tape delay broadcast here on WXDO after the Wausau West game, get the app. Makes it so easy to tune in. And again, if you don't have the app, you can also tune in on the Sports 2 stream by going to BullFallsRadio.com, as right below our broadcast schedule on that day. You go down there and you can see it says Play Sports 2 and Play Sports 3. Click on Play Sports 2, then start up the stream and be able to tune in that way. And we had also one other text from yesterday as well. And you recall that yesterday I spent a segment, again, responding to one of Chris Conley's commentaries.
Yes, and we had a good conversation about that.
And I am not going to say, I'm not going to endorse this text message, but it's something to put out there.
Okay.
I got a text from Joshua of Wausau. And his text was, can Conley go to jail for assault already? I shouldn't laugh about that because it's, you know, very serious. And
we appreciate your passion, but it's not up to us.
The fact is that he was arrested for domestic battery twice in the last year, but both times they were dropped.
We understand your frustration,
reason.
Josh.
But again, it's been a subject we've discussed, and appreciate that thought.
And glad to hear it. I apologize to both Scott and Joshua for missing those texts yesterday. I promise you folks, I promise I'm going to try to get better. But once I get going, you know, sometimes I start, I don't look at my screen for the texts to come through. And again, it's something I'm working on. It's something I'm going to try to be better at. But again, we really would love to have you join us. And again, don't be afraid to call, because then you can talk to Ian, because Ian picks up the phone.
He'll get you on the air.
Yeah, he's the one that gets us on the air. He'll get you on the air. And we really would love to have your voice be part of the show. Again, it's something that I know that sometimes it's a little bit difficult. You're a little shy out there. But again, we want to hear your thoughts on what we talk about. We want to hear your thoughts on what we don't talk about. We want to make sure that if there's something happening that you feel like we should know about, that we want you to be part of the action here as well. So again, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to be part of the show, either by calling us, where you can speak to the very friendly Ian Welsh, or by sending us a text as well. Coming up in just over a minute, we'll be joined by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. It's a beautiful start. Is it going to stay this way here in central Wisconsin? So we'll talk to Brittany coming up. This is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO.
Bring my big old 64-ounce water bottle.
Never hurts to be prepared.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can join us as well by going to Facebook.com, go to the Bow Falls Radio page, and then be able to click and see what's going on and add your questions and comments and more right there as well. Again, just a gorgeous start as we get towards the latter half of the month of August. Got to enjoy the summer weather for as long as it lasts, but it is beautiful out there. Temperatures very moderate as well. And what can we expect as we head downhill towards the weekend here on this hump day Wednesday? Well, to find out, we're joined again by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. It's so gorgeous out there, but the little chill factor's got me in long sleeves still right now.
Oh, it's a problem to have, right? It is the problem to have. If we're going to have any problems right now, it's to have to wear long sleeves at least for a few minutes early in the morning. But you're going to get rid of that pretty soon, won't you?
I was going to say, 'tis the season where you start off with a light jacket and you're in a tank top by the afternoon, back in the light jacket by the evening, right? That's what it's been feeling like here, at least. We've got last night, tomorrow night, or I should say this night, is going to be also cold and crisp as well. So we've got another morning just like this headed our way tomorrow before things start to warm up back to that summery feel. It's right around the corner. It's got good timing too, landing right on the weekend, which I prefer, because who wants to be sweaty and gross for work? No one in Wisconsin.
That is so true. And again, so much of the summer and the spring we've seen.
I'm sorry, my phone call, my other phone. Oh goodness gracious! Sorry, guys.
No. I thought that was us, and I'm thinking, what the heck is going on here?
It's like, that wasn't me.
No, it's all good. It's all good. Oh man, that was. I felt like we were going into the Twilight Zone there for a second.
But we were.
I was going to say that during the course of the summer and the spring, so often we've had not long stretches of dry weather. I was looking at the forecast. I don't see any rain in the future. is that true?
You know, I'm seeing just a little bit. So here's what those, this is why you can't rely on weather apps. This is why you have to listen to me.
That's right.
They are lying to us. They don't want to tell us that Friday night into our Saturday morning, we are looking at some showers pushing in. Because if you think about it, we can never, ever have this nice, comfortable, cooler air mass and then go really, really hot and humid without these storms. So they're in there. They're just hiding in the forecast. Again, I think it's going to be Friday afternoon, a lot for the northern half of the state. And then it'll start to sweep our way through the overnight hours and then drop south for our Saturday. So a little bit of moisture in there. And of course, we could see some as we go into Sunday and Monday. But that's next week, right?
Exactly, right.
Who cares?
And you said the temperatures are going to get into the 80s by the weekend. And you said it's also going to be very humid, right? So what will that mean for the heat indices for folks that do have outdoor activities they're thinking about for this weekend?
I would say for Saturday, plan for it to feel more like the mid to upper 80s as you go outside for Saturday. It's going to be muggy. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be a little bit of those clouds still lingering from the rain early in the morning. So expect that humid feel. But then as we go into Sunday, that's when it really cranks up. I mean, near 90 degree temperatures, actual air temperatures. Then you put the dew points into those 70s. It's going to be feeling like the low to mid 90s out there on Sunday. So you can get dehydrated pretty quickly. You think about it, the air is already moist, saturated at its capacity of water. So when you're sweating and your body's trying to cool itself down over the weekend, that has nowhere to evaporate or go because the air around you is already full of water. So this is why our bodies start to rise in temperature pretty rapidly. And that's why it gets dangerous so quickly, because of that darn humidity.
As opposed to that darn cat. That darn humidity. I don't know why my mind went there. Sometimes you just, something pops into your mind and it's, you think it's going to sound good when you think it and then you say it and it sounds like something really dumb.
No. But I get it. I've been there.
I know. Sometimes you got to have that filter. It's like, oh, I think I'm being funny. No, I'm not being funny here. I'm being silly. But what are the details here? I'm going to smoothly get out of this little trap. What are the details for the latter part of the work week?
All right. So today, mostly beautiful, sunny skies, high pressure in place. Highs will hit those mid-70s. We'll drop clear, crisp, and cool again overnight into the upper 40s. Some patchy fog is possible early tomorrow morning, but we'll see mostly sunny skies once again for our Thursday. It's going to be beautiful, back into those mid-70s once again. So we have today and tomorrow, very comfortable. Friday, we'll start to feel the heat moving in, a little bit of a sticky feel, nothing crazy on Friday. But we will hit highs in the upper 70s. Some spotty showers are possible overnight and into Saturday morning. Then we're going to clear on out. It's going to be gorgeous, sunny, but sticky, humid, muggy for Saturday. Highs in the low 80s. And then as we go into Sunday, we cruise towards 90 degrees. Very hot and humid. And it's going to be feeling more like the mid-90s on Sunday. So a hot way to end the weekend.
Well, I will say the next 2 days sound perfect. Again, I love those 70s. Mm-hmm. I love the 70s.
Me too.
So very, very good. Well, Brittany, thanks again for the info. We'll talk again tomorrow, find out more about the weekend forecast, and hey, enjoy your Wednesday and catch you in 24.
Sounds good. Have a great day, everyone.
Take care, Brittany.
Bye.
That is our Brittany Merlot. Again, joins us every weekday morning at 8:20 to give us the latest, the most accurate weather forecast you will get. And again, she's been so on it all during the course of the spring and the summer. Really, really impressive. But right now in downtown Wausau, fair skies, plenty of sunshine out there. Temperature currently stands at 56 degrees. It's also calm. I'm looking right now at a tree that's right outside our window here at our studios, and the leaves are not rustling one bit. It is calm right out there. The dew point is 52, relative humidity of 87%, the barometer at 30.34 inches, and a visibility of 10 miles. The time is 8:27. Again, don't forget that as we continue, it will be day number 3 of the Democratic National Convention, and you're able to get all the action from Chicago with Civic Media. In fact, we got Todd Alba doing his show from noon until 2 live from Chicago. You got Maggie Dawn as well from 2 until 4. The Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6. And then there is special coverage from Chicago with Civic Media starting at 6 p.m. So, again, great coverage from the United Center. Terry Bell anchoring our coverage starting at 6 o'clock. Make sure you tune in right here on 98.9 WXEO and throughout the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming up, it's an information update. We'll get the latest news, weather, and sports. And then going to come back and talk about what was a pretty amazing night at the UC last night in Chicago with the Obamas. Michelle and Barack, they really brought it to Donald Trump and gave a great endorsement of Kamala Harris. We'll talk about what was said, what it means coming up. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
High school football is back, and we preview the big games on the schedule this Thursday. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world.
Why choose the water park capital of the world for a grown-up getaway? It's all there. Entertainment is there. Nightlife is there. Shopping, spas, and wineries are there. Been there, done that? More like been there, still haven't done that, that, or that. Golf? Hey, nice swing you got there. Dining? You'll be seated right over there. Zip lining? Hang in there! See what I did there? Wisconsin Dells. See you there. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your grown-up getaway today.
High school football is back as the first games of the 2024 season begin this week. There are quite a few big games on Thursday night as teams are more willing to move off Friday night games early in the season. Defending Division III state champion Rice Lake gets underway with a road trip to DC Everest to take on a solid Evergreen squad. A new era begins in Wanakee as Chris Graverson coaches his first game after replacing legendary coach Pat Rice. The Warriors host La Crosse Central Thursday night. A former Big 8 rivalry is rekindled as Verona will make the trip to take on Sun Prairie East. Both teams are ranked in the top 15 of their respective divisions in our WSN preseason football rankings. Speaking of the Big 8, Middleton has a home game against Bayport, who will play its first game under Steven Jorgensen after he replaced longtime coach Gary Westerman. In other action from Thursday night, Iguanago will travel to Appleton North in a showdown of teams from two of the state's top conferences, the Classic 8 and the FBA. Chippewa Falls welcomes in Stevens Point, Plymouth travels to Menasha, and defending D2 champion Badger hosts Greendale. A reminder to visit wisports.net throughout the week to vote in the Quick Trip and Wisconsin Dairy Game of the Week poll, check out our Week 1 preview, and get results and box scores throughout the weekend. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
Show 98.9 WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Just heard the WisSports.net Minute, the return of high school football this week. Don't forget, we have a pair of games coming up on Friday night right here on WXCO. I will be heading off to Superior with the Wausau West Warriors on Friday. Wausau West at Superior, 6:35 pregame. Live on 98.9 WXCO, online at BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Jeremy Cole will have the Marathon Red Raiders taking on the Pittsville Panthers, 6:35 p.m. pregame, live on the Sports 2 stream of BullFallsRadio.com and Civic Media app. and on delay after the Wausau West game on 98.9 WXCO. So again, if you haven't downloaded the free Civic Media app yet, just go wherever you get your app, search Civic Media to have access to all of our live streams during the football season, and all streams also available just below the show schedule at BowFallsRadio.com. And to sort of kick off the high school sports season, don't forget tonight again from 6 till 8 p.m., the first edition of the eighth season of the Big High School Sports Show here on 98.9 WXCO. We'll have more on that coming up a little bit later on. But wanted to get into the Democratic National Convention last night. And it was quite an evening in Chicago. And it's interesting to notice a few of the changes as the festivities continue. Monday night, we had Hillary Clinton, the 2016 nominee, who got millions more votes than Donald Trump, but unfortunately with the Electoral College system did not win the presidency. And then President Joe Biden, who of course won the 2020 election, but has been, for lack of a better term, pushed aside for 2024 by the party. Last night, it was almost a little bit more joyful because when you look again at the 21st century for Democratic Party politics, the superstars have been Michelle and Barack Obama. And they were the superstars again last night. And they tried, I think, their best to bring back the feel of the 2008 and the 2012 campaigns. In fact, the former First Lady said, "What something wonderfully magical is in the air, isn't it? A familiar feeling that's been buried too deep for too long." She said, "You know what I'm talking about? It's the contagious power of hope. America, hope is making a comeback." And I think that's, again, going back to that first Obama election. And it's hard to believe it's been 16 years since that incredible campaign where a one-term senator, actually less than a term, a man that had only been in the United States Senate for maybe a year when he announced that he was going to run for president. Hillary Clinton went in as the big favorite. You remember who else was considered a favorite in 2008? It was actually John Edwards. You remember John Edwards, the running mate of John Kerry in 2004? He was considered one of the superstars of the Democratic Party back then. But it was Barack Obama who was the winner. And do we have a call, Ian?
Chad, we have a caller who'd like to talk to you.
All right. What's your first name? Where are you calling from?
Tom from Wausau.
Okay, Tom. What's on your mind?
I'm an independent. And this was not covered last night or Monday night. With China, Iran, and Russia being totally against us, I would like your opinion and your audience opinion on who would be better suited to handle those people in the office, Harris and Walt, or Trump and Vance against these foes against America. Who would be better to handle it?
Well, it's definitely an interesting question because I do think that there are plenty of those in the Democratic Party that look at Donald Trump and feel as though that his relationships with Russia, with Putin, with other what you call totalitarian regimes is a little too chummy. And you can consider, I guess, from the right and Republicans that, you know, you want to have a better relationship. But at the same time, I think there is a mistrust because of some of the policies we saw during the 4 years of the Trump administration previously, and also some of the comments that have been made recently. When it comes to the Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, there's obviously the thought that maybe the experience factor is not there. I think one of the factors for Joe Biden 4 years ago was that everybody, I think, knew that he had the experience with foreign policy, so that did not make that a major issue in a campaign. I imagine that the Republicans over the next 76 days are going to use maybe the relative inexperience of the vice president and the governor of Minnesota against them. But I think the other side of the coin will be the pushback by the Democratic Party towards Donald Trump, and again, maybe some relationships that are not what you consider natural for an American president with totalitarian regimes and traditional, I would say, enemies of this country, such as Russia. I guess that's my thought, at the start of this campaign, but I do think we're going to hear more about foreign policy than we have so far, because it could be something that does differentiate the parties.
Well, thank you. I was just wondering, because I'm not committed right now, but I was just kind of wondering how the foreign affair situation would pan out for either candidate.
Well, I do hope that it is something that is discussed significantly when the candidates get together for joint appearances, debates. I like to call them joint appearances more than debates, because I think any of us who know what a real debate is know that what they try to do on television is not a real debate. But I don't think we really have heard a lot about foreign policy in the macro sense up to this point. That I think that is definitely a topic that does need to be delved into a little bit more. All right. Well, appreciate the call.
All right. Thank you.
You bet.
Thanks for calling.
Again, everybody out there, it's good to have that. Again, it's always interesting to hear what the thought process is for what voters are looking at. And frankly, I think as much considered the foreign policy aspect going into the run into the election as much as maybe some other voters have. So again, that's another nice reason to call up and to be able to join us here on the program. And again, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. You can either use the phone to make a call, or you can use that same number as a text. That's our text line, our text and call line. And of course, again, I've said it before, again, get the app. It's such an easy access then to us by either you can email us, you can call us, you can text us real simply with the push of a button by getting the Civic Media app and then going to the Bow Falls radio page. But real quickly again, one of the great lines that Michelle Obama made last night, and one of the famous lines that Mrs. Obama had previously in her career, I believe it was back in the 2016 campaign, she said, "When they go low, we go high." And there's been some criticism by some Democrats because Donald Trump constantly goes low. And sometimes the thought is we have to meet him at the line of scrimmage, for lack of a better term. But she came after him, and I wouldn't say she went low. I think she went honest. Because I think the passage that from last night that may resonate as much as anything was when she said that Kamala understands that most of us will never be afforded the grace of failing forward. We will never benefit from the affirmative action of generational wealth. If we bankrupt a business or choke in a crisis, we don't get a second, third, or fourth chance. If things don't go our way, we don't have the luxury of whining or cheating others to get further ahead. We don't get to change the rules, so we always win. If we see a mountain in front of us, we don't expect there to be an escalator waiting to take us to the top. No, we put our heads down, we get to work. In America, we do something. Very, very sharp towards Donald Trump. But can anybody say that there's anything untrue about that statement? That somebody like Trump can fail forward, can fail. The man can go bankrupt, and never have it affect his standard of living. He can run a casino into the ground. How do you do that? I've been to plenty of casinos. It's hard for a owner of a casino to lose money. But when Barack Obama was president of the United States, he had to be perfect. There were people waiting and waiting and waiting for him to make a mistake. He had to go through that administration perfectly, or else the Republicans would have found a way to run him out of office. And he handled the pressure with such grace. He was able to go through 8 years and represent this country in a fantastic way. Compare that to Donald Trump. It's almost as though he gets a pass because, oh, it's Trump. He gets a pass as well because he's a rich, white, so-called billionaire as well. And what Michelle Obama said yesterday was a laser-like truth at one of the issues this country is still battling. Battling each and every day, each and every year still in the year 2024. So I thought that was probably a strong alignment, and she knocked the roof off the place. And then Barack Obama came to the forefront. And we're going to talk about what the former president had to say last night after we take a one-minute timeout. So again, we want to hear from you, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to join us here on the program. Again, you can call or text. And again, we would love to hear your voice. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app, 715-382-9297. Join us either through a call or a text, 715-382-9297. Continuing to talk about what we saw yesterday at the Democratic National Convention, day number two of the DNC, again, both Barack Obama and Michelle Obama gave, I think, full-throated endorsements of the new ticket of Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. And I thought were very strong, both for the Democratic ticket and making a very, I guess, hard-edged comparison with the Republican nominee, Donald J. Trump. There was a posting on social media that I think it was a kind of, again, I think some people on the right will be very upset with the tone of it, but I do think there's some truth to it in a couple of different ways. One of the things that I have always been impressed with the former president since he left office now close to 8 years ago is that he's not out there all the time putting his face and voice into every little piece of news and information out there. He is somebody that stays in the background for the most part. So that makes it even more impressive when he does step to the forefront like last night. And I think you can say the same thing for Michelle Obama. And the posting was actually concerning Michelle. And this posting by a man named Jason Karsh, and a man that worked in the Barack Obama administration. And he said something I think that he said about Michelle, but I think could be said about both. He said, Michelle really reminds you why Republicans hate her so much. Because at any moment, she can come off the bench, put 50 on the board, and bring down the House. And I think that that basketball reference works for both Obamas, because Barack Obama is such a big basketball fan. He plays basketball. But these folks, they can be off on the bench, not even hearing from them for a long time, and then all of a sudden they get back in the game and they hit the three-pointer right off the bench. And that's what they did last night. They were both outstanding in terms of
really bringing the energy and the heat to that convention. And I thought some really targeted shots that hit some weak points against Donald Trump. A few other takeaways that I had last night. There was a, you heard from Doug Emhoff, the gentleman who the second gentleman who wants to be the first gentleman. And there was a film last night. I don't know if you saw the film about Doug Emhoff and his wife Kamala Harris. It was a short little film. I bet you don't know who the producer of that film was. The producer of the film involving the second gentleman and the vice president of the United States was Doug Emhoff's ex-wife, Kirsten Emhoff. And it's such an interesting story. And part of the story last night that was told was about blended families and how Kamala Harris became a stepmother to two daughters of Doug and Kirsten Emhoff. And in fact, last night, there was a posting as well of Kirsten Emhoff from her ex account standing at the Democratic National Convention. It says, "Who's here? So excited for this week." And she and her ex-husband have a wonderful relationship, and they have a wonderful relationship. She has said nothing but great things about the vice president and the role that she has had within their blended family. But the idea that the ex-wife of Doug Emhoff produced a video at the DNC and is a full-throated supporter of her ex-husband and his wife for president of the United States is amazing. And when you compare it to the relationship or lack thereof that we see between Donald Trump and his wife and his ex-wives and, you know, the craziness of Donald Trump's personal life over the years, it is really a stark difference. And I just thought it was something that was amazing. It's something that you would never expect to see. And again, putting the arms around the blended family is, I think, very smart because there's so many of those types of families throughout the United States. There were a number of really strong shots at Donald Trump last night. There were some Republicans that came to the Democratic convention yesterday. A former Trump White House press secretary, Stephanie Grisham, came to the microphone, said, "Donald Trump has no empathy, no morals, and no fidelity to the truth." And she also added a very strong rebuke to the former First Lady, Melania, that during the January 6th riots, she had asked the First Lady, "Hey, can I put out a social media statement that says there's no role for violence, no role for this kind of violence in our political system?" And Melania Trump responded with one word, "No." No. Also, Mesa, Arizona Mayor John Giles, who is a Republican, said he felt out of place at the Democratic National Convention, but said, "I feel more at home here than in today's Republican Party. The grand old party has been kidnapped by extremists and devolved into a cult, the cult of Donald Trump. John McCain's Republican Party is gone, and we don't owe a damn thing to what's been left behind."
Amen to that.
So again, I mean, the first two nights have been very strong for the Democrats. They have put out a very, I think, strong message. They have put a very strong comparison between their candidates and Donald Trump. And that's going to be very interesting now is it the final 2 days. You're going to get the acceptance speech of Tim Walz tonight. He has been outstanding so far. Can he have another home run tonight? You're going to hear from the former President Bill Clinton tonight. And then, of course, tomorrow is going to be massive as Kamala Harris will have an opportunity to make a major statement to millions and millions of people that may not have heard some of the speeches of hers up to this point in her campaign. So, again, there's still a lot to come. And don't forget, live coverage from Chicago with Todd Alba, with Maggie Dawn, with the Devil's Advocates from noon until 6, and then live coverage, Terry Bell anchoring starting at 6 o'clock right here on Civic Media and Bullfall. And actually, tonight,
to Bill Clinton there.
Yep, it's going to be interesting. So, again, it's going to be interesting stuff, and keep it right here on Bull Falls Radio. Got another hour to go. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO.